Several top-level city staffers who oversee environmental policy in Charlotte are departing this month at a time when City Hall is trying to focus on environmental issues. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
Today is the last day at work for Rob Focus, who's been the city's sustainability director since 2010. He's taking a job as director of corporate responsibility at Charlotte software developer AvidXchange. It's also the last day for Focus's boss, assistant city manager Kim Eagle, who's leaving to become Gaston County manager. And Gina Schell recently announced her retirement as deputy director of engineering and property management. The three have been at the core of the city's environmental policy efforts. They even earned a shout-out from City Council member Dimple Ajmera last December before the council approved the Strategic Energy Action Plan, or SEAP.
Also, I would like to recognize the staff who have done an amazing job over last year. Please stand so we can recognize you, Mr. Focus, Gina, Erica, and Kim Eagle, for keeping us all on track. Thank you.
They're part of a big turnover among top city officials since Marcus Jones took over as city manager in 2016. The departures also follow the March decision by Mayor Vi Lyles to eliminate the City Council's standalone Environment Committee, a decision criticized by advocates for the environment. That policy is now handled in the Neighborhood Development Committee. All these changes come as staff discuss how to carry out the Energy Action Plan. Here's how Focus described it in December.
By 2030, our municipal buildings and fleet will be powered by zero carbon energy. And then we have a goal for 2050 that the average Charlottean will be emitting less than 2 tons of carbon dioxide equivalent per year.
Right now, Americans emit about 15 tons of CO2 per capita. That's according to the Union of Concerned Scientists. Focus also oversees a $2.5 million grant the city won in December from the foundation of former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. The grant pays for 2 climate change advisors in the sustainability office run by Focus and includes consulting with outside experts hired by Bloomberg's foundation. Meanwhile, Focus says another factor in his departure is a recent City Hall reorganization by City Manager Marcus Jones. Instead of falling under the City Manager's office, the Sustainability Office is now part of a new department called General Services. That includes fleet management, stormwater, and engineering and property management. Focus says, quote, "There's a lot of change going on. It just seems like a good time to go." City officials say despite the departures, they're not pulling back from those plans. Brent Kelly is a city spokesman.
I don't think anything is off track in terms of items that are in the CAP. The CAP is mostly about how the government's commitment to their spending in the environment.
Kelly points to Charlotte Douglas Airport's plan to convert its diesel shuttle buses to electric over 10 years. The council in May approved spending $4.5 million for the first 6 buses this fiscal year. But this year's budget does not include any other new money for carrying out the CAP. Kelly says there are, quote, commitments in progress.
There may not have been earmarked new dollars. There's a sense of how do we reallocate, how do we better spend the dollars we have that support that longer-term initiative.
Still, the changes are raising questions. Former Mayor Jennifer Roberts now works with the climate change policy group EcoAmerica in Washington. She says she and other environmental advocates are concerned.
We really supported Charlotte being a leader in strategic energy action, in getting off of fossil fuels, supporting clean energy, clean air, and with recent actions and departures and dissolving of committees, the community is very concerned that that's not happening.
But City Council member Larkin Eggleston says he's not concerned about the loss of staff.
I think it's just that we've got good people at the city, and they've been given incredible opportunities to have a new challenge in their career or move up to a higher leadership role.
Eggleston says he thinks the city's environmental efforts are on track. He says the city has a strong bench of staff who can fill the soon-to-be-vacant jobs. In the recently adopted city budget, the city manager says 2020 will see, quote, important baseline work on the Energy Action Plan. That includes forming working groups and gathering and analyzing data. Recent discussions have included a debate over how to modernize the city's bus fleet. While the simultaneous departures may be coincidental, some in City Hall are exasperated, as one put it, at what they see as a lack of attention to environmental initiatives. There's one exception, the multi-million-dollar innovation barn planned in the Belmont neighborhood. Some are concerned that the plan to convert an old city garage east of Uptown into a zero-waste showcase is consuming scarce funding and not doing enough to help climate change. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.
WFAE's Steve Harrison contributed to this report.